Hey everyone, this podcast is part of Story Mode, the podcast network of Gamefully Unemployed. You can support us and gain access to other great exclusive podcasts at patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed. That's patreon.com/GAMEFULLY unemployed, which is spelled like it sounds.
So gassy.
Yeah, man. Well, it's all the excitement from watching Terminator Dark Fate.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, everyone.
My name is David Bell.
I am Tom Ryman.
And we just watched a Terminator.
Terminator. Dark Fate.
Yeah.
Terminator.
My name is Sarah Connor. I hunt Terminators.
He's the most lethal Terminator ever created.
I'm going to help you protect the girl.
So you're Carl.
That's what everyone calls me, yes.
I'm never gonna fucking call you Carl.
Before we begin, real quick, I just wanted to let people know, we've announced it on our Twitter, we're taking like a 2-week hiatus. Nothing big. If you're a Patreon subscriber, you will not see a difference. We're going to be doing all the same Patreon stuff. It's just if you listen to us, you know, without the Patreon stuff, if on Apple Podcasts or whatever, if you just listen to the podcasts, don't be surprised if there's no Hypecasts or no... We just watch for the recent films. We'll probably still do the classics.
We'll still be doing the Patreon... Not exclusive. They're Patreon mandated. Just watch classics.
Yeah. So that's it. Just 2 weeks. You can handle it.
You're really just going to miss 2 Hypecasts and 2 Monday We Just Watched.
Yes, that is correct.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, let's give them a taste of what they're going to miss. Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, how did you like Terminator Dark Fate?
I liked it. I thought it was fine.
Yeah, it was fine. it was definitely fine.
Like, yeah, it is probably the best Terminator movie since Terminator 2. I'll finish my thought. It's just that's largely because we've had 15 years of real bad Terminator movies.
Right. I'm going to push back a little and say that it's, I think, the fourth best Terminator, maybe tied as third best with Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines. Or here's the thing, Terminator Salvation is actually a pretty good movie.
I would rank Salvation higher than 3. I really didn't like 3.
Okay, but would you rank this higher than Salvation?
Yes.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's like the third best for you. It's like the fourth best for me. Yeah, I agree with you that I liked a lot of it. I didn't like another chunk of it. I would classify this as just too little too late overall.
Yeah. Like we said, this is... I don't remember if this we said this while we were recording. This is like the fourth attempt at a Terminator 3.
Yeah.
Terminator is one of those fascinating film series that each sequel retcons the previous sequel.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like it doesn't matter at this point.
Right.
Like, nothing matters.
I don't think any other movie series does that. That's weird.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they keep fumbling.
Yeah, I think I like this one. I don't think we'll probably see more because it's bombing.
It also is like kind of presents itself as like, this is it. I mean, they all do. So
yeah. I know the intent
Terminator Genesis hilariously called its shot and was like,
yeah,
opening it up for a sequel. And everyone was like, no.
No, thank you. We don't want any more of these.
Yeah. It's bombing. It deserves to bomb. Because
right. Not because it's a bad movie, but because they've made us eat shit sandwiches for the past 15 years.
Yes. And I don't know. Here's the thing. Saying there won't be another because it's bombed, that didn't stop them in the past.
I think Genesis made... I mean, it didn't make a huge amount of money. I think it made enough worldwide to justify another film.
Fair enough.
I'm talking completely out of my ass. That could be totally... It did not do well here, I know.
Yeah. And maybe this will do well overseas. I don't know.
Maybe.
This definitely... Tim Miller, good director.
Yeah, the action... I really like the action sequences in this movie.
I liked some of them. Some of them I found a little hard. Like, the cinematography was... It was too many cuts, which is more of just a product of modern action.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's this element where I realize, like, whoever's in charge on the producing side is... There's a couple people who just keep dropping the ball, it feels like, because this still felt like it had a lot of the same issues that the previous sequel attempts did.
Like what?
For starters, the plot is batshit.
Yeah. I mean...
Here's the core. Here's the core problem.
The core! We should watch the core.
The core problem. Oh, we should watch the core. We have watched the core. And we should watch the core again.
We should watch the core again.
I don't think... Here's why I'm warming up to Terminator Salvation for this reason, is that Terminator Salvation tried to do something fundamentally different.
Yes.
And I think that's what this franchise needed for this movie. They needed to do something so shockingly different that it would reinvigorate people, but it still does that thing where, like, all right, I think the biggest problem is that all of these movies are required to have Arnold Schwarzenegger show up and play a good Terminator. And that right away limits what you can do. Like, I would say the biggest problem with this movie is there were too many goddamn characters, and you kind of didn't need Linda Hamilton or Schwarzenegger, but I know why they were there.
Yeah, and I was delighted that they were both there. I was specifically happy at how much Linda Hamilton is in the movie.
Yes.
Like, she's in this whole fucking thing.
Yeah, she is. And she's great in it. She's great.
Yeah, she's great.
But it does... It completely reboots the apocalypse in, I would argue, a much crazier way than the other movies have.
Well, now, it's... There's... Okay, there's always going to be problems with the plot of a Terminator movie, but the idea that a totally different AI gets created... takes over the world and sends Terminator robots back through time. Like, the idea that would all happen again is insane.
It's a coincidental robot apocalypse.
Yeah.
It's a robot apocalypse that just happens to also make the exact same killer robots.
Yeah.
And discover time travel.
Yes.
And it's like, this movie begins... I gotta say, and this is for obvious reasons, the best part of this movie was the pre-credits logo sequence, because it was just a scene from Terminator 2.
Oh, yeah.
And it was so well done, just that part, that I was like, oh, I'm getting chills. And
yeah, her performance in that scene from Terminator 2 is
it's good. So good.
It's very good.
And this opens with a young Sarah Connor after the events of Terminator 2.
Yeah. You like that Edward Furlong cameo?
CG Furlong.
They made a big deal about Edward Furlong coming back to do the movie, and he's just in one scene heavily de-aged.
Yeah. And it's pretty amazing, because not only is he heavily de-aged in one scene, but he immediately gets blown away.
He sure does.
And that was an interesting idea, because this movie basically, it opens with... them after Judgment Day, after T2, and they're celebrating on the beach, and a Terminator comes up on the beach and just shoots John Connor and kills him as a kid. And I was like, whoa, that's cool. It also negates everything in the last film.
Yes.
Like, it's the Alien 3 situation where
or like the new Star Wars movies where it's like, oh, okay, so all that stuff didn't matter.
None of it mattered.
Because, you know,
a whole
it's always,
different apocalypse. Nothing, you know, he did mattered.
You know what's always been a solid strategy for these Terminator movies is to tell us that Terminator 2 didn't matter, like, specifically.
They love doing that. This is what I mean about, there's some fucking producer working on these who has some notes every time. I don't know. Because did you notice in the credits there's like 10 writing credits?
Yes.
Yeah. And that's my biggest criticism, is I think if you just gave Tim Miller this Terminator and said, make a Terminator, I bet it'd be fantastic. I bet it would be better than this movie, you know?
Yeah.
Again, this movie isn't bad. There's a lot of good stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.
But
I don't know if you'd get it off the ground, though, without, because the big deal is that, you know, James Cameron is back, and I don't think you'd get it off the ground without him.
Did you see that he had a fight with James Cameron, like, in the editing? And he also, James Cameron wanted to, now I know why this happened, but he had a fight with James Cameron over whether or not Terminators can breed. whether they have working genitals. And of course, James Cameron thought they could breed. And it's like, why? Why? Yeah, yeah, we know that now because what happens?
I okay. love this part of the movie.
So, I loved it because it was batshit.
Yeah, because it's so wild. It's so, just Arnold kills John Connor right. and then settles down with the family.
Yes, he sure does. First of all, he kills
a drapery business.
He kills John Connor because he doesn't realize that John Connor won. I think that's why John Connor dies, right? Because it doesn't matter killing him at that point. They stop Judgment Day.
Right. They've already stopped Skynet from being made by blowing up Miles Dyson.
Right. So Arnold shot John Connor mm-hmm. and was then like, I don't know what, checked the news and was like, oh, I guess they blew up Cyberdyne after all. I don't know why he does that. And then he's just like, so what do I do now? I guess I'll start a family. Mm-hmm. And then one day, I don't know, he's watching the news and notices Terminators are coming back, coincidentally, and just starts texting Sarah Connor.
Yep. How does he have her number?
I don't know. It's crazy. This is so out of control.
Yeah. He texts her anytime another Terminator shows up, and then Linda Hamilton shows up to destroy it. And she has no idea she's getting the text from the Terminator.
And she doesn't seem to question it. She's just like, yeah, I've been doing this. It's like, what? So there's just multiple Terminators constantly coming back, and you just keep meeting them and blowing them away immediately?
Yeah.
It's so weird. And none of that can't work. It was just funny.
It was, yeah, this...
It was silly. And the fact that there's so many holes in it
mm-hmm. yeah.
made it dumb. And still, like, fun, but ultimately dumb.
Yeah. The Terminator movies kind of have, like, anything with time travel, the more you think about it, it all falls apart.
Right. The biggest... sorry.
But, yeah, I was going to agree with that this movie sort of is very bold with how strange some of its plot elements are. And it's just, like, they're very hand-wavy about it.
Yes. Well, there's a scene. This really bothered me. Again, it really comes down to the best Terminator film is no Terminator film after T2. Like, yes. That's what it is that it's they keep piling it on, and it's just too much. And the first two movies, you know, the moment you start to try to explore it more, it becomes a mess. Mm-hmm. But, like, this is, like, has nothing to do with the film. Later in the film, you see it in the trailers, they get that giant fucking plane.
Yeah.
And they get it in the craziest goddamn way.
They sure do.
Sarah Connor is a fugitive in Mexico.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
She says she had her own America's Most Wanted episode.
Oh, yeah. No, she would be a domestic terrorist.
Right.
Like, she's...
They sneak across the border, and this is skipping ahead, but then they're like, we need an EMP to take out this Terminator. And she's just like, I know a guy.
Yeah.
And they go to a hangar, and there's just a army guy.
He's
like
an Air Force major.
Yeah. And he's just like, hey, Sarah, here's your EMP.
Right.
And they never explain it.
They never say who he is.
No, they never do. He just shows up and gets murdered.
You don't actually see him die.
He just gets shot.
But, like, as he's shot and they're driving away from the evil Terminator, he just radios ahead to the Air Force base. It's like, I'm coming in a white van with some friendlies. There's a bad guy chasing us. And they just take, like, a DC-10.
Yeah.
Like, and they just take an airplane.
They just take a DC-10 and the army escorts them out of there. And it was like, wait, why were we doing any of this? Like, what was the point of sneaking into the country? Like, mm-hmm. How are you a fugitive but also have the army, like, at your disposal randomly? It was so mm-hmm. fucking weird. It was like they had just some producer gave Tim Miller a series of, or whoever wrote it, a series of action scenes mm-hmm. and was like, we need to get a damn fight. I want a damn fight. I want them on a big ass plane. And they're like, how do we do all this stuff? And they're like, I don't fucking know. Get them. Just, she knows someone in the army. And then they get in the plane, and then the plane crashes into a dam there. It was
there
so
it's
hand
all
wavy.
Yeah. It's very much. And then this happened.
Yeah. It's not, it's not a bad film. Again, it's just okay, but it's full of just these moments where I was just like, what the fuck is happening?
Right, and the Terminator just tells his family, like, I told them that my day had come. Like, right. My past had caught up with me and that they would never see me again. Right. And they have to leave because the house is not safe. And it's like, you just broke up with your family?
Yeah. And I can't stress this enough. The Terminator has a family. He just has a wife and a kid.
My favorite part, which is also strange, how did he get married? I guess the Terminator could, you know, he's an infiltration robot. I guess he can forge a birth certificate and shit.
I assume he told her he was all true lies and shit.
Or like, I don't know, forge a social security number somehow. Right. But my favorite detail about that scene when they go to his house and meet the Terminator, like Linda Hamilton gets pissed and walks off to sit alone, and Danny, the woman that the Terminator's been sent back to kill, goes over to like try to comfort her and talk to her. And you see there's a tire swing. Like, is the Terminator swinging in that tire swing?
Probably. Well, he probably made it for his kid, but you know, he used it too.
I know, but like, just the idea of the Terminator living in this house with a tire swing.
I want to go. Front. Yeah, I need to rewatch this just to pause every shot of the house to just look at the life the Terminator has made for himself.
I know. It's just looking at the inside of the house is glorious. Like, yeah. There's a photo of him standing in front of like an old classic car. I'm like, the Terminator's into cars.
He's
right.
Into cars. Okay. It kind of negates everything about the Terminator.
Yeah.
It negates the point of the first Terminator that he is just a, like, this is why I would put this over, or I put Terminator 3 over this, is Terminator 3 still keeps it that he's just a machine. Yeah, and that's always, but... I mean, that's always a thing with Terminator 2. It's that, too, where it's like a hint at humanity at the end. I know now why you cry. And, like, yeah, I get the idea that, like, over time, because Terminator 2, 3 does this, too. Mm-hmm. Over time, he can slowly, like, grow.
They state in the first two movies that he learns.
He's a learning machine, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure I ever wanted to see that.
I don't know. It was so goofy and yeah. So crazy that I was just like, I was just beside myself.
It's fucking
hilarious. With glee watching it. Yeah, it was so.
It's like
he's walking like, around in cargo shorts.
Yeah,
the Terminator.
He's got a flannel shirt.
Around in cargo shorts.
It's like a joke we would make working at Cracked.
Yeah,
that's the thing is that the first two Terminators. Are funny. They're funny movies, or at least Terminator 2. But
there's very few jokes in the first Terminator.
Yes. But in Terminator 2, but they still have this, like, there's a thoughtful plot to it and a thoughtful arc to the Terminator. And this is just so fucking silly. It's like someone having a pet alien as a dog in an Alien sequel. Like, mm-hmm. They hint at the idea of trying to train them. But they never, like, full-blown do it because that would be fucking kind of silly. And it's, like, weird to watch this character do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like watching Freddy Krueger take a shit. You know, like, we know just, he might. We just, know he might
just,
do that.
Just
or
grunting
Jason
one out.
Yeah.
I'll be and it's, just give me 1 second.
Yeah. Like, we know that could be possible, but it's just very silly to see it.
Yep.
And to see a Terminator hold down that woman, I hope she never learns her husband was a robot.
Yeah.
Because, like, how did she miss that?
Yeah, well, I like that Linda Hamilton says, like, how did she not notice your 400 yeah. pounds?
And he says the relationship is not physical.
Our relationship is not physical.
Yeah.
I'm like, really? What an odd marriage this must be.
Yeah. It's very strange. This movie is very strange.
She shoots him, and he looks down at the bullet wounds on his chest. It's like, this would be difficult to explain.
Yeah. That was fucking hilarious. I guess I wish they went one way or the other where the whole movie was that. Like, I would have wanted to see, you know what would have been great?
Yeah.
Is then the opening scene where he shoots John Connor, and then we just follow him, and we get to see the journey, and it's like a comedy.
Yeah, like, you get to see him live his life.
Yeah, but it's like that. It's a delightful idea.
Mm-hmm.
but it's so fucking weird in this movie.
It's wild. This movie, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I was going to say, my, like, I'm fine with the plot craziness. It is like the idea of having a whole other new Skynet AI become self-aware and try to exterminate humanity with Terminator. So I was like, all right.
Yeah, it's all, it's...
And she just happens to say, like, when Grace, who's the augmented lady from the future,
yeah,
is telling...
Grace was great, by the way.
Oh, yeah, Grace was awesome.
Yeah.
When she's telling Danny about the speech Danny gives her in the future, it's like she also said to her, there's no fate but what we make for ourselves. And it's like, you're kind of, this movie's kind of making me feel that there is fate, because yeah, we can't get away from this deadly world-ending AI. People are saying the same verbatim pieces of wisdom to each other in alternate timelines. Like,
right,
kind of making me feel like fate totally is a thing.
Yeah, I think this is, it's bogged down with the fucking mythology and justifying it. Mm-hmm. You know what would have been, did you ever watch the Sarah Connor Chronicles?
No.
I kind of want you to go watch it, because that was like a reboot. And I feel like that's, they should have just tried something like that again. Like, HBO should have picked up a Terminator, because there were things, they also explored certain things about Terminators, but they did it in a much different way. For example, I remember there's a Terminator that is like, exists in the 1930s and like goes to the wrong time. So he just like helps when a building is being built where he's supposed to assassinate the person, he just gets in the wall and stands in it for 50 years.
That's like, pretty sweet.
Isn't that a great idea? Like with like playing off the idea that they are just robots, that they mm-hmm. are just objects. I think there's a lot of fun things to do with it, with this premise, with this mythology, but mm-hmm. they're so bogged down with justifying it.
Yeah.
Instead of playing with it.
Mm-hmm.
And the most they do here is the Terminator having a family, which is yeah. like, all right, well, that's creative. It's, I don't know
wild.
If that's the direction I'd go in.
He's petting a dog at one
He's
point.
He's petting a dog. That dog is just like, my master isn't human, and I can tell.
Yep.
That dog does not think he's a person.
No.
That dog has been watching this family and being like, I wonder if anybody knows what I know about this yeah. man.
Do they know he's some sort of revenant?
Yeah. He smells like the car.
Yeah.
Yeah, so fucking weird.
Mm-hmm. It's also, it's a little too long.
Yeah, it's a bit too long.
It drags in a couple of places right. in between the action sequences. I'm like, all right, let's get moving.
Yeah, but okay. I do want to talk about what works about it, because again, I do think the new T-1000, I forget what he's called.
Like a Rev-9, I think.
Rev-9. He was fantastic. I thought he looked
yeah.
great.
Yeah.
I like that he kind of had a personality. That
yeah,
he was clearly
bit.
Trying to imitate people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
yeah,
know how
when
it works.
When he says, like, you're gonna get a big ping, brother. My whole body's a weapon.
Yeah, yeah, that was great. I don't know. I don't understand. Like, he imitates a drone pilot, and he seems to know the names of the people in there and know what to say to them. Which, does he take their memories?
He might.
He might. I mean, that's fine. But he looked great. The splitting into the two different things mm-hmm. was cool.
Yeah.
I would argue that's actually an upgrade from the T-1000 for the first time in one of these films. I feel like
yeah.
that's an upgrade.
Yeah, it was. It did have that. I got the same feeling from, you know, watching Terminator 2, where you're like, I don't know how the fuck they're gonna kill this guy. Like,
right.
It was the same thing in this movie. It's like, I don't know how you stop that.
Right. They showed up borrowed for Terminator from Terminator 3.
A little bit
for how to kill him, but that's fine.
I mean, yeah, he gets Arnold, like Arnold and Grace, like. Fucking shove his ass into a turbine at
right.
the dam. It's pretty sweet.
That was the moment where I did realize, like, there's too many now, because they clearly, the movie needed to give Grace a hero moment and Arnold a hero moment.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, this should just be one robot.
Yeah.
Like, and honestly, I mean, I love Arnold Schwarzenegger, but Grace was fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
I like the augmented person. I like that she was vulnerable and not
yeah.
just having to watch a
in
robot.
That, in that scene where she's trying to pull the Rev 9 into the turbine, like her, you see her skin rip. It's
it's fantastic.
God. Yeah.
And like when the in the pharmacy and stuff where she's like not doing well, that was some great shit. I love that.
Yeah.
Her bouncing off Sarah Connor, they didn't like each other at first, although they never really resolved that, but I liked that dynamic. Mm-hmm. I thought the John Connor woman was kind of forgettable.
Yeah. Danny,
yeah. Because they really rush into it. They give her maybe 10 minutes. And then they're just like, Terminators!
We get to see that she's like the one that sort of takes care of her family. Like she got her brother a job at a machine plant. She clearly like looks after their dad. So I guess that was like sort of foreshadowing that, yeah, she's going to be a big leader in the resistance in the future. But we don't get too much with her.
And they could have done more while she was, I don't know, she kind of... She lacked a, it's not the actress, it's she wasn't written with much to do.
Yeah.
She doesn't have any of the jokes. She's not like, you know, she needs to represent us, right? She's the person who's like, what the fuck is going on? What is all this? And like, she kind of accepts it very quickly.
Yeah, she starts telling people.
Like, yeah.
She starts telling like the Border Patrol agents that there's a robot chasing her. It's like, lady, they're not going to buy that.
Right. It's like she's seen the other Terminator films, and she's like, oh, okay, Terminator? All right, yeah.
Yeah, like she never felt... She's, like you said, she's supposed to be sort of our in, but since we already thoroughly know so much about the Terminators at this point, it's like we're just kind of waiting for her to catch up.
Right.
It's like, no, we get it. Like, we know. We know what the Terminators are.
And, like, I guess they could have spent more of that time explaining what Legion is, what this fucking...
We really don't know.
Here's what they should have done. And I know they've tried this in the past. Mm-hmm. They did it with number 3, is that they should have just connected it to Cyberdyne, done something where they shut down Cyberdyne. And then there's some kind of, I don't know, some kind of time travel reason that like a new company goes back and sees this alternate. Or you know what I've always been waiting for these Terminator films to do?
What's that?
Address the fact that in T2, Arnold has his goddamn arm slammed in machinery and they never throw it into the molten metal.
That's true, yeah.
Like, that's a piece. That's what they were trying to cover up in T2. Mm-hmm. And it's weird that it's never like, oh yeah, someone found that and we researched that. And like, I would have believed some combination of that plus even just the idea that where it's inevitable that our technology is heading in this direction. If they were like, made that argument, which is that if it wasn't Skynet, it was going to be something else.
They make it a little bit.
Right.
By it's showing just, that her brother's like out of a job because he got replaced with a robot.
Right. I feel like it should have been a combination of stressing that plus like some sort of, they found artifacts of Terminators and they built off of that. Because it still doesn't make, it still's like weird, like why did they build exact Terminator
robots? Yeah. How did this just happen to happen?
That's so weird.
It's pretty strange, yeah.
I think those few movies have tried that. They're like, it's fated to happen, it's inevitable. They play with fate in this, but they don't make any, I don't know, they just sort of talk about it. I mean, it's called Dark Fate.
Such a bad title.
It's a real bad title.
Man, and we talked about it before. It should just been called No Fate.
Yeah.
Because they repeat the same damn quote, even though it's like...
It should, yeah, Terminator No Fate. That would have, yeah.
By repeating the quote and having... I already said it.
Yeah.
Even though this movie goes out of its way to convince me that fate exists.
Yeah. I'm glad they didn't... they could have, and they didn't do Come With Me If You Want to Live.
No, they didn't.
She says, come with me if you, or you're going to die in the next
like 30 seconds. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the fate stuff bothers me because the no fate, but what we make, and then he'll be back and he says, I won't be back. And that's been throughout all the fucking Terminators is that they have like little things they say. Mm-hmm. They could have tied that into fate. Like the idea that like we're branching out into these timelines and in every one, we're still ourselves. And like, it's still certain things are inevitable. The time travel stuff is tough.
Yeah.
Because they probably shouldn't overthink the time travel or do much.
Right. Like it's already kind of, I mean, they make a huge point in the first film about how only organic material can go through the time field.
Right.
But then it's like in T2, it's like, how the fuck does the T-1000 get through?
Yeah. It's always just been a device.
Yeah.
But if they wanted to, they could go all in on it and do something completely crazy. I think that was what they were trying to do in Genesis, but it was just garbage. Yeah,
that movie is dog shit.
It really feels like they keep focusing on the wrong things. I don't know.
I don't know.
Like, for example, if you look at this film, Grace or Arnold, both of them could be taken away. They don't have to send anybody back in time. You could do a version where just a Terminator comes back in time, and the twist is, and nobody else comes to save them.
Yep.
And then it's just Sarah Connor dealing with it. Or you could go the other way, where you just take Sarah Connor and Schwarzenegger and them out, and you just do a almost a reboot.
Right. And I know, like, part of what I'd read an interview with Jim Cameron, and part of his goal was to, like, introduce new characters that we would care about.
Right.
But it's like, after, you know, getting to the end of this movie, it was just like, but you killed all of them.
Yeah. And then like, there's Linda Hamilton getting in. I loved it when she got in her Jeep. I didn't realize that Jeep meant a lot to me, but I was like, it's her Jeep.
It is. Yeah.
It's her badass Jeep.
It's pretty sweet.
But
Jeep.
Yeah, they killed them all, but they like Grace dying. Like, I get it, because they do that a lot in the Terminators. You know, the Terminator always dies at the end, except for in Genesis. I think he lives in Genesis.
He does. They ride off.
That just has to be different.
The three of them drive off into the sunset together.
Right. What a fucking terrible movie.
Goddamn movie.
Yeah, it's just, it's the same stuff, and they just sort of mix it around, and they don't know what to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I keep saying, like, yeah, fundamentally change it or don't make anymore.
Yeah.
But they tried that. They made Terminator Salvation, which was probably actually the best idea they've had with the series since T2.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't rewrite any of the original Terminators. And it's just like, let's just make a war film against Terminators.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of could have been something. I think just the movie sucked was the problem.
It's clear that they panicked.
Yeah, they keep panicking. Like they.
Yeah, like in Salvation, it seemed like there was a version of that film where John Connor was not the main character, and then more people got involved. They cast Christian Bale as John Connor, and then it was like, right. Well, it's obviously he's got to be the hero here, so let's make it about him. And then that movie just
and they did
that
they
movie
had...
lost its way.
But they did the thing that we were talking about. They played with the devices and not the mythology. The guy who doesn't know he's a Terminator. That's a great new version of a Terminator.
Yep.
That's and a great new aspect to it.
And then they kill that character off.
Like, they sure do.
They keep introducing these new characters that we like and then killing them off. It's like, all right, like what? If you really want to like extend the series, it has to kind of move beyond these characters.
Right. They I don't know. They just don't. I don't think they know what to do with it. And I think they did this movie is very safe. I think this is the safe version. That they're like, all right, let's just do a chase. And it was great. Again, there was a lot of great elements in it.
Mm-hmm.
It got a little over the top. I think when they crashed into the dam, that shit kind of...
The two planes crashing into each other. Yeah, I was like, during the plane sequence, I was like, I'm dizzy.
Yeah, and it also was pitch black.
It was very dark, yeah.
I can't fucking see these people. And the dam was a neat idea. But again, it felt like they had a bunch of neat ideas, but they had to try to top everything. And it got exhausting.
Yeah.
Like they could have, I don't know, found another way to get to that fucking dam.
Instead of crashing a plane into it.
Yeah, that was such a weird diversion because it was that, again, that EMP, that army guy, only there to serve that action scene. None of that does anything.
He was only there to get them on the airplane.
Yeah, because the EMP gets destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
They could have cut all that out.
Yeah.
And it would probably have been better. I know that's cutting out a giant action sequence, but it wasn't a very good action sequence.
Excuse me.
You're excused.
Thanks. I don't know. It that one did get a little, like I said, I felt dizzy during it. So it's like, I mean, there's some neat ideas in this sequence. I was still pretty okay with it.
I feel like that would have, you said it was too long. I think that's where you cut it.
Yeah, there, we don't need to see her, them spend so much time like in that hotel room or like going to meet her uncle to get them across the border. It's like, we can trim some of this.
Yeah, when they're like, we're going to cross the border, and then they showed them on a train and they zoom off. I was like, okay. And then they cross the border, and then it's like, hi uncle, we got to cross the border. And I was like, oh, I thought that, okay.
Yeah.
Like I didn't need to, okay. That's weird.
Yeah.
They take a moment to wail on fucking border agents.
They sure do.
Yeah. They're being topical. They're being real topical.
Mm-hmm.
That was weird and clunky.
Yeah.
I'm not saying don't have an action sequence where the plane was.
Yeah.
Just have a different one that makes more sense.
Yeah, that was so wild, man. He just crashes another plane. I was like, how did he get on the plane?
How did he get that plane?
Yeah.
I want to see a shot of him going to another army general and being like, hey, what's up? And they like know each other for some reason. I don't know. You know what would have been a neat idea? Because the part where the army got involved reminded me of this. Because they wanted to make her a fugitive, but then they fucking do that shit. Mm-hmm. What if we've never shown the Judgment Day happening. And what if it was the idea of like, because the whole thing is no one believes them. Mm-hmm. And at this point, I feel like at this point, the army clearly saw that robot and they're like, okay, we have to do something.
We got to do something about this.
Like the scene where the border agents go after the bad robot. And I was like, oh, good on them. For the first time in this whole goddamn like series, an officer looks at the bad robot and is just like, okay, that we need to go after that guy.
Yeah,
there's something wrong.
We got to take this guy down.
And so I was kind of like the idea of like the whole army versus just a single like T-1000 type. Mm-hmm. Where it's like they still can't take them, like all the missiles in the world don't stop them. I don't know. I liked that idea of getting the government involved.
Yeah.
And like the government has knowledge of what's happening and they're also trying to protect them. Like, and it's just still,
like, there's just like nothing you can do.
Yeah. I love the idea of a single robot versus the government and us with no help. Where it's like no augmented people, maybe an augmented, but like no, where it's just like, fuck, how do we beat this thing? We don't have our own Terminator. There's things they could have done with this, I think, that would have been more fun.
Mm-hmm. But they played it very safe. They made it into the Chase movie that is pretty much the template for most of the other Terminator films.
And it was fun.
Yeah. I liked the action for the most part.
Yeah, me too. I love the truck chase.
The truck chase was awesome.
Was pretty great.
Yeah. She's fucking wailing on him with a sledgehammer.
Oh, yeah. The sledgehammer was great.
Mm-hmm.
And the way he'd get up when he fell down, when he did this like creepy little puppet getting up.
Yeah.
Like he reminded me of the TX with that, where it's like he looks like a human, but he doesn't have to act like, he doesn't have to physically move like a human. He can move like a spider or like do like creepy, weird shit.
He does at one point in the border holding cages place, he like scrambles up the wall like a little spider.
Yeah, and he's got that weird venom goo. That's the only, from what I can tell, that's the only difference between Legion and Skynet is they're like, our goo should be black.
Yeah.
And that's what they did. And you know what? They're kind of right. It looked pretty good.
Yeah.
He was creepy. He had that, he had a real venom feel. Mm-hmm. Where he's like underwater and he's like a squid. Or like when he's in the car accident.
Seeing him move underwater was cool, yeah.
Yeah, and then like the car accident, you see the goo just like gooping through the flames. It was like he was a lot creepier than most of the past evil Terminators.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, still didn't live up to the first two, but I think that's a given.
Yeah, it's hard to top the T-1000.
Yeah.
It's just like, man, this, I don't...
Yeah, everything, the fucking Robert Patrick, it's just, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. They shouldn't make any more, right?
Probably not. I mean, and I don't know. This one is bombing hard, and it deserves to. Like Bumblebee, you can't make one good movie after a string of god awful ones.
Right, unless you make an amazing movie, and this wasn't amazing. It was good. I had fun watching it. I never, like you said, it was too long. It didn't actually feel that too long for me. It was a 2 hours 15 minutes, but like honestly, I was with it for the whole time. It even the fact that like they start it so fast where they're just like mm-hmm. like 15 minutes in and they don't really give me time to care about the character. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Like, if that's how you're going to play this, you know, it's that where it's like, it wasn't like if they were going to do this. Yeah, fuck it. Make the Terminator married with a kid.
Yeah, why not?
That's hilarious. That's fucking weird. Let's go with it.
Because mm-hmm.
at this point, it doesn't matter. So you might as well make an entertaining film, you know?
Yeah.
Like, this is one I want to rewatch.
Yeah. No, it's not. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, that's why, again, I put it on par with T3 because T3 felt the same where it's like, we shouldn't be doing this, but we might as well, like, have fun with it.
Yeah.
As opposed to, I think that's the problem with Salvation. Salvation was very serious.
Yeah. It was serious with a capital S.
Yeah. And then Genesis was just hot garbage.
Genesis is, wow. I almost want to rewatch that just because I need to see if it is as out of control as I remember.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah, I remember it being very bad.
They didn't know what they were doing. They had no idea what they were doing.
No.
They John Connor was the bad guy for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They traveled into the future.
They sure did.
It was an app. Skynet was an app. It was very... It's like already dated too. Like, it was very bad. They had no idea what they were doing. At least this one feels a little more focused for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, I don't know, man.
I don't know. I don't know. Do you have any more thoughts?
No. It was fine.
Yeah, it was fine.
It was a perfectly fine film.
Yeah.
If you're really into the Terminators, check it out. You'll
enjoy it.
Yep. If you're sick of it, don't see it.
Because it's the same thing. It's the same movie.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a sode.
That's a sode. Guys.
Oh, my gosh.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you so much.
If you'd like to, you can check out our Patreon at patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed. We have exclusive podcasts, which will still be happening while we're on break. Tom and Jeff watch Batman. Fox Mulder is a maniac.
Mm-hmm.
Every Friday, we watch movies with our patrons.
Sure do.
Probably going to watch Terminator Genesis now.
Yes.
Can't get around it.
No, it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. There's no, you have no choice.
We have a store, tpublic.com/store/gamefullyunemployed. You can go there and check out shirts and stickers and all kinds of shit. If you're into wearing merchandise from podcasts.
Yeah. You like wearing shirts that say, I listen to this podcast. Do it. No, seriously, do it. They're cool shirts.
They're good shirts, guys. They're excellent shirts. We endorse these shirts.
Yeah.
Let's get the hell out of here. Let's be done.
All right, guys. See you in 2 weeks, except for all the times that we'll also be posting podcasts.
Yeah. So except for the times we're really not going anywhere.
Yep. Bye forever.